You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Rob Bollocks in the studio, Wednesday morning. How are you?
This is so fun. Yeah, it's good. Before I get into it, I just got to say, Plato's Retreat's got his cover show Saturday, 4 to 7, so please listen.
Legendary.
Right, now, I had a bit of a journey with this. I saw something that made me think, what? And that's the sarcastic fringe head. My first thoughts was it's either a politician or a late night chat show host, but it's actually a fish.
Go on.
And it's I've shown it to Stella. We've had a look. If you get a chance, go on YouTube for sarcastic fringe head fight. It's different.
Wait. So the fish is called sarcastic
fringe head.
Ah, now, I wondered why you, earlier I can't remember what I said, but Rob was like, you're the sarcastic fringe head this morning. And in my head I was like, what on earth is he talking about? It makes sense to me now.
It's an amazing fish, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
What happened was I thought, well, that's the most craziest name I've ever heard for an animal. There's got to be some more.
Okay.
So I delved into it and I found some, plus I made one up.
Oh, I love
just
this.
Just to, you know, so you got to guess which is the one I made up. Right, first off, now this first one is my spirit animal.
Okay.
And it's the screaming hairy armadillo. and it's called that because its back plates are covered with long strands of hair and it's got a habit of squealing loudly when threatened or even looked at.
Oh.
Threatened or looked at?
I just got to look at it or even think about it and it just squeals.
Yeah, like a voodoo doll.
Yeah, so that's that. Then you've got the paradoxical frog. It's so named because the tadpoles measure about 25 centimetres. But when they become fully grown, the adults only measure just 6 centimetres.
Where does it all go?
So they shrink.
Yeah.
Do the tails fall off or something?
Yeah, so I think that's what happens with metamorphosis.
Although you did say that one of these animals is fake.
I've made one of them up.
Okay, okay.
Well, and also, every one of them is an amazing band name.
True.
Right, and don't Google these either.
Okay. That's
right,
not
the next
fun.
One is the striped pyjama cuttlefish. Now, I love cuttlefish, but they're not fish. We all know that. They're invertebrates. Anyway,
Do we all know that?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
These ones, they've got black and white stripes. They look more like pillowcases than pyjamas, to be honest. But when they're threatened, they can create their own body double in a cloud of ink. Plus, they change colours. And they
Oh, my God.
Body double.
All really, really trip.
In a cloud of ink.
Yeah, they make a cloud of ink. So you're going to attack one.
Yeah.
It goes with a cloud of ink. They're so clever at drawing. It looks like them.
I wish I could do that.
That's insane. Yeah. That's my pick for a lie.
Right, and lastly, no, you haven't heard this one yet.
Okay.
Lastly, and the maddest one, the fried egg jellyfish.
Yum.
When you see it from above,
it really looks like
a fried egg, but it's about 60 centimetres across.
Ooh,
that's pterodactyl
rather
egg.
Large.
And it's not dangerous, and that's all I got on that one.
Okay. All right, so run us through the names again, and people text in on the text machine.
Yeah.
Which one you think is fake?
Okay,
they all sound fake to me, but
off,
I mean, nature's beautiful.
First off, this is... And also, what sort of genre of music would they be if they were a band?
Oh, my God.
The Screaming Hairy Armadillos.
Punk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Paradoxical Frog.
Shoegaze.
Yep.
Striped Pajama Cuttlefish.
That's hard.
Indie Twee.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
And Fried Egg Jellyfish. Electro.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. House.
House.
Okay, so which one do we think is fake? On the
people are saying paradoxical frog.
Yeah. Someone says there's a lettuce called drunken woman fringed head.
That's not appetizing.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's cotchels of them. There's so many of them. Oh. I just picked out the best ones.
Well, you've picked a track for us,
yes,
so
I
why
have.
Don't we jump into that and you can keep your text coming through. So there's a vote for the paradoxical frog. and there's someone else says that the fried egg is fake. So text in your reckons, and we'll be back after. What's the track you've picked?
It's Gregory Isaacs with Night Nurse.
Let's do it.
Try your best just to make it quick. Woman, tend to the sick. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters. My night nurse, oh gosh, oh the pain is getting worse. Wanna see no doc. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. My night nurse, oh, the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love. See no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Thought there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. My night nurse, oh, the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love. Doctor can cure.
The text machine is divided as to which animal you've been discussing today, Rob, is made up. We've got a couple of votes for the paradoxical frog, a couple of votes for the striped pajama fish. Someone is dead set that that the fried egg jellyfish is fake.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
What's the tea?
Yeah, do your big reveal.
Oh, no, you can tell me what you think it is.
I think the paradoxical frog
me
is
too.
Fake.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a striped pajama cuttlefish.
What?
No.
What?
Yes.
No. So, yeah. See, I just thought paradoxical frog is something you'd say.
Yeah,
like, it seems like your sense of humour.
That's what I was banking on.
Yeah, actually, why did I believe that it could shoot out a fully formed copy of itself?
Oh.
No, that bit is true. A cuttlefish can actually do that.
Well, what's reality now, Rob?
Who knows?
No one knows.
There's no such thing as a striped pyjama cuttlefish. That's the whole point. But that's what I do. When you come up with something like that, you've got to make it a little bit believable.
Oh, got me again.
Got us again. Oh, well. Thanks, Rob.
No, thank you.
See you soon.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.